Blog Talk Radio.
Give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in with our faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, as you have given your angels charge over us, oh God. Oh, Lord, to keep us, oh God, from seeing and unforeseen dangers in this world. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we'll forever be thankful, oh God. We give you our honor, praise, and glory. Lord, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom, and all your righteousness, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for it all, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this set time, oh God, that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive in a time of mercy, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask that you move mighty in us and on us right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to have your way right now. Come and saturate the atmosphere. Touch the heart and mind of everybody. Hallelujah. Of the sound of my voice this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, move mighty. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you are our strength, oh God, that we can decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. That we can decree and declare that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness, oh God, for you are our redeemer, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, oh God, to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the telling you the finished work. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your blood. He come up with shed here. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We bless your name, God. Lord, we enter in with our faith this morning. We come walking in expectation. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We decree and declare that our prayers will not be earthbound, amen, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you right now for answered prayers. Oh, Lord, as we come petition this morning, we come believing in all that we ask that it will be done, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your presence right now, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, deliver us by your truth, for your word is true. Forgive us for any misdemeanors, oh God, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word with your water, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. O Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips, O Lord, and let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place, O God, of the Most High God. Let us, hallelujah, hallelujah, lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, and who the Son sets free, we iterate, is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job 29:6, make us to ride on the high place of the earth, to eat the increase of the field, to suck the honey out of the rocks, wash our steps with butter and coals, hallelujah, or to flow out of the flinty rocks. Amen. We decree and declare that our path is past, and we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Forgive us, Father God, for carnality. Wash our minds of hidden agendas. We decree and declare that our feet have been loosed from the snare, the hallelujah, of the enemy, which causes bondages, immobility, and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that the hallelujah, that we're free to advance and fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Amen. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Heavenly Father, how we ask you to give us up, and each person that we pray for today or will be praying for today, bring it to you, Lord Jesus. So, hallelujah, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you that we can decree and declare that it's done, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare with all faith that we'll co-heirs to the kingdom of God, and we decree and declare we will not take any substitutes, any counterfeits, amen. We decree and declare no setbacks, amen, no missed opportunities, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No premature death, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are delivered from the evil one, amen. We
decree and declare that we're delivered from all ways of forms of destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Right now, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives and those in our family. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again. Amen. To our homes, properties, automobiles, workplaces, businesses, finances, ministries, our spouses, their workplaces, our children, their schools, their workplaces. Amen. Our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, help us to let go of any bitterness and resentment. Amen. You are the one who binds up and heals the broken heart. Amen. We receive your anointing that breaks and destroys. Amen. Every yoke of bondage. Amen. We receive healing by faith according to your word in Isaiah 53:5. And with your stripes we are healed. Amen. We thank you for sending, hallelujah, your Holy Spirit. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit as our wonderful counsel. Amen. Thank you for helping us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is you, Father God, hallelujah, who works in us. Amen. To, hallelujah, to will, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to act according to your good purpose. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we choose to forgive those who have wronged us. Amen. We choose to live a life of forgiveness because you have forgiven us. We repent of all resentment, bitterness, rage, anger, proudness, slander, along with any form of malice. Amen. We desire to be kind and compassionate to others, forgiving them just as, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. Amen. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For we know that without holiness, no one will see you. Amen. We will watch and pray that we will not enter into temptation. Amen. And cause others to stumble. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you, hallelujah, that you watch over your word to perform it. And that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We decree and declare, amen, that we have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the word of our testimony. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we'll not move by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We'll not move by reason. We'll only move by your spirit and your word. And we know that, hallelujah, hallelujah, we know your voice. And we hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10:27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to Psalm 112:2. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand our territories and fill us and increase us up in the Holy Spirit and anointed with power. We ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, we praise you, we worship and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done. Amen. Hallelujah. Through us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? But we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. We ask you to help us to see from our own labors. We do so by faith. We ask you to cause us to enter your rest right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to release your warring and ministering angels to minister and warn on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Help us to bear the cross that you have for us and help those in our family. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts through your word. We ask you to prepare us with reverence and worship and humility through your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to take out of us and answer us and do to us anything you want, Lord God. We ask you, hallelujah, that the word that we read be engrafted to us and become part of it, hallelujah, become part of us, spirit, mind, will, and emotions. Amen. We decree and declare by your power, you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. We ask you to deliver us when we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. Lord, we ask for your help right now. We receive your help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others and children this hallelujah, to be a helping season, to edify, to exhort us and comfort us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask for love and grace for others and grace for you, Lord God. We ask for help that your love and grace in us flow up and be administered to others by your spirit in us to manifest your presence in and through us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Christ. We ask you for help, that you give us the word that you want us to give to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. We ask you, oh God, that you will send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them, that the act of receive Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you to give us a clear mind and thought towards you, clear will, hallelujah, towards you, clear of all emotion and clutter right now. We ask that you cause us to hear your voice louder and clearer, God, and rest in you. We ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and throughout our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you to bless our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in us, to us, to others. Amen. We ask you, Heavenly Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Heavenly Father, we ask you for your perfect will being worked out through us, through our lives and those of the lives that we touch, oh God, as you direct us. We ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to speak and to do your will in this life, for you, for us, and for our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to be our strength, be our way, be our truth, and be our life. Amen. We ask you to guard us and our family with many angels, and they manifest as needed. We ask you to make us, hallelujah, alert, awake, sharpen, hallelujah, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. We ask, oh God, that we may prosper when we put our hands to do for you. We ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in into the fullness with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this day that you've given us in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercy anew every morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotion do not deceive us and hear your voice and be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every doorway, every entryway, in our lives, in our homes, in our workplace, and all that we have and will have. And we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us and those in the life of hallelujah of your children, oh God, of our homes, lands, properties, vehicles, workplaces, schools, and finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23-24. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves. And every word that we pray for today, we bring to the altar to you. Hallelujah, that the God of peace himself will sanctify us completely, and that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask you, Heavenly Father, who is called faithful to do it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Isaiah 40:31. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone, oh God, today that we bring to you, God. And we ask that you will renew our strength, the ones that wait upon you, God, that we shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will tell you that we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Heavenly Father, thank you that you will renew our strength, the ones that wait upon you, oh God, that we shall mount up with wings like eagles, that we will run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare all is well with us. We decree and declare that you are with us. We decree and declare that we have a resurrection power working on the inside of us. Lord, we pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, so that we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the work of your mighty power, which you who raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, for above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, hallelujah, not only in this age but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of his, hallelujah, 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 who fills all in all of him, to to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. Amen. We thank you that the victory, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And that we are seated with the hallelujah with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Amen. Heavenly Father, by faith and how it is the dependence upon you. We put off the fleshly works of the old man is standing to you. Hallelujah. All the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. Amen. We put on ourselves a new man. And we stand in all victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness. Amen. And put on ourselves a new nature of Jesus Christ, which is with this love. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put off our forms of fear and put on the new nature of Jesus Christ, which is terrible. Amen. Hallelujah. We just say thank you. We put off our forms of lust and we put on the new nature with its righteousness, purity, and honesty. Amen. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in our daily lives, of God, in every way we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and powers were made subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Amen. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come into our lives and break down every idol and cast out every foe. And hallelujah, and continue to lead us in prayer. Hallelujah, and we are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. We are thankful that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We're thankful that you have begotten us to a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that you have made provision for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, and peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, and kindness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. We recognize that it is your will for us, and we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations in lives. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we completely surrender ourselves over to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. We choose not to be conformed to this world, but we choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We pray that you would show us, hallelujah, hallelujah, right now. Hallelujah, will enable us to walk in your will. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God. And we bind our minds to the mind of Christ right now. To God be the glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that it is done. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you this morning as we enter in prayer. We thank you, Lord God, that you've cleared the way. Amen. For you are a way maker. We thank you, Lord God, that every stronghold, soul tied, strong man, and messenger of Satan has been broken and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we enter into this new day, oh God, this new hour that we've never seen before, we just want to say thank you. We bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling, and we come to you in gratitude, in love, and in through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, as we humble ourselves, that you would deliver us, oh God. Forgive us from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that you have forgiven us of all our sins and all our transgressions and all our trespasses and iniquities, Father God. We thank you that we've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, made whole and made new. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed. We ask you right now that you give us everyone that we pray for today or will be praying, oh God, for today, every family member and loved one, your children around the world, travel in grace and mercy, and deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to deliver us safely, oh God, in all that we love and concerned about to our destination. We ask you to loose your angels to go before us and protect us
and to force out all darkness and all destructive forces away from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. If your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so right now. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in it. Every form of transportation we may take on today and those in our family and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right there, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread and everywhere our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your plan to give us a hope in the future. We decree and declare, Lord, that you have divinely intervened this morning and turned it all around for our good. Father God, we thank you for the turnaround this morning, that it's all working together for our good. We thank you, Lord God, that you turn every curse our way into a blessing. Hallelujah. With all that the enemy has set out for evil, that you turn it around for our good. And we thank you and we love you. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare right now with all faith as we come together this morning that it is so and it shall be no other way. And that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home and we thank you for it, Lord. That we are blessed, amen, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If he woke you up this morning, amen. If you still have breath amen. In your body, while you're still here, amen. I know we could be doing a whole lot of things. We could still be sleeping, getting that extra rest in. We could be doing a whole lot of things. But God has called us for such a time as this. And we come expecting. We come receiving on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask whatever it is that you have for us to do. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you'll be our strength, that we will fulfill every assignment, all that you place in our hands, that we will not forfeit it, oh God. We will not forget the assignment that you called us to.
Yes,
help us, Father God, to get out of our own way so that you can have your way.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We don't take it for granted.
Yes,
we don't take this day. We don't take this time for granted that you've given us, Lord God. But we do take the time and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name. According to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us that's on this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you would, hallelujah, that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom. According to your destiny and your will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, many of us on the line right now, we have businesses that you've blessed us with. Lord, I pray right now that you will bless those businesses, oh God, that you will command the increase on them right now. You've called us to be entrepreneurs, oh God. So Lord, I ask every need, let it be met right now, whether it be finances, oh God. Whether it be the help, the staff, oh God. Lord, send your people, oh God, that you're, hallelujah, that you're called to our lives, oh God, to be that blessing. So Lord, I ask that you open up the way right now, that our businesses, oh God, that you've given us will flourish, that the creativity that you've given us, oh God, will flourish, oh God. We decree and declare work-breaking miracles in our businesses, in the ministry that you've given us.
and that there will be no setbacks. There will be no more delays. Amen. And we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is, every business plan, let it be blessed and prosper, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no bankruptcies, no closures, amen. No lost sales, nothing stolen, nothing taken away. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for blessing the fruits of our labor. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray that we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray all is well with all that's on the line today. I pray for restoration, amen, to all that's on the line that is willing and believing to receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I welcome you with the love of Christ this morning. Amen and amen. Good morning, and good morning. Hallelujah. For it is a good morning because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I welcome you this morning. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? How's your morning going?
Good morning. I am well. Blessed to be here.
Amen. Amen. So good to hear your voice this morning. Always good to see when I log on a few minutes later, you pop on in. So I just thank God for your obedience to be in position, amen, in this season. Hallelujah. Trusting God for the more, amen, more of him, amen, more of seeing God's hand upon your life and those in your family. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I thank you for the life, health, and strength, oh God, and the obedience of your daughter. And I pray, oh God, that you would continue to pour into, that you would continue to restore, amen, like never before. And we thank you for it, Lord. God bless you, Sister Brandy. We love you, and we thank God for you. You know I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Sean. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing really well. I'm just blessed to be here.
Amen. Hallelujah. It is a blessing. We call it all. We call it all a blessing. Call it all joy. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm doing well.
Amen. Good to have you on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. I knew you was going to be on the line this morning. I know what you told me yesterday, but God said something different. So I thank God for you. You know we love you. We thank God for you, sister. Amen. I hope you got you some rest last night. Were you able to get you some rest?
I did. I was just determined to go to bed. I went to sleep at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Versus the 2 o'clock in the morning, I normally do. It was definitely necessary. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lon Green, God bless you. Welcome, brother. How you doing this morning?
Amen. God bless you and everyone on the line. I thank God for joy today. And my prayer is that joy will continue to bubble over so we can touch somebody else.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. So glad to have you on the line this morning. We thank God for you. We love you. Just pray God continue to be your strength. Amen. That you continue to seek God first in all things. Amen. And we can't thank God enough. Amen. For you being in the position with us here this morning for such a time as this, as is a time of restoration. Amen. Deliverance. And to receive the breakthrough that God has for your life and all that's on this line. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Devante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm good this morning.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for his goodness. Amen. That we can decree and declare that all is good. I'm good this morning. All things coming from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We know the Bible tells us that he will not withhold any good thing from us, so we can say today is a
good morning, and I'm doing good.
Good.
So we thank God for his goodness in your life, sister. We love you, and we thank God for
it.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. I feel like shout out. Come on now. I praise you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you realize there's nothing that you did, amen, even to wake yourself up, there's nothing that you did that has kept you here but God. But God, because he has a plan for you. Amen. There's work for you to do. Hallelujah. There's still more for you to do. It ain't over yet. Amen. It ain't over. And as long as we have breath in our body, we know it ain't over. Lord, what is it that you have for us to do? And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we overcome all things of this world because you, Lord Jesus, overcame it all. So we decree and declare that we are overcomers because we have Christ working on the inside. It is Christ that abides in us. Those that have received Christ Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We have a resurrection power. Christ Jesus working on the inside. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, Lord, we bless your name. This morning, my mother's on the line. I don't know if she can, if she's just listening in this morning. I know she said she had taken some medicine, so she's a bit drowsy here. But Sister Dylan, Mama, if you are able to say anything, we just want to welcome you this morning, and we bless you in the name of the Lord, and we're so happy to have you on the line this morning. So we say to you, good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, she's on the line, but I don't think she is. Mama, can you hear us? Are you 40? All right, dear. All right, hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We bless on the name of the Lord. We pray the Lord, for God will continue to be her strength, amen. And we pray that any medication, the vitamin, herb, or supplement that she is taking, amen, that God will truly bless it and empower to do all that is intended, that he intends for it to do for her body, for her mind. Hallelujah. We decree and declare restoration. Amen. We decree and declare healing. Amen. We decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare anything, any stronghold that the enemy has over you, that you are delivered and set free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare with all faith, with combined faith, that it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen. My Lord, my God. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray for you. We lift you up and we believe, amen, that you shall receive, that by our faith, and you shall be healed, delivered, and set free. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm telling you all, if I see you on this line more than 2 days in a row, I'm calling your phone. I'm calling you. It's a wake-up call. So you better as well check it. You better let me know the day before. Say, I ain't going to be on tomorrow. So don't call me, waking me up, because I will call your phone. I won't say two words, but hey. And hang up and call the next person. So I'm telling you right now, if you on this line 2 days in a row or more, I will be calling you to wake you up and say hey and hang up. So if you've been on this phone more than 2 days and you have not let me know the day before that you're not going to be on the next day, I will be ringing your phone. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, this morning I am doing so good. We thank God for his goodness. Amen. I'm just so grateful, and I'm going to place some gratefulness that God just keep on keeping me. He keeps on waking me up. Amen. He puts me in position, amen, so that I can receive from him. I realize it is not in my own strength, amen, that I'm able to endure. I'm able to do all that God has called me to do, but because God has called me. I want you to understand, if God has called you, he will equip you. God does the equipping of the calling, amen. So we thank God that he has called us and he has equipped us, hallelujah, for the call. Don't you worry about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to do it. Just let God have his way and watch God do it. He will speak through you that you and yourself will be amazed. You will step out of yourself and say, God, did I say that? He said, it's me that flows through you. I speak, hallelujah, because you allow me to use you. So let God use you. Don't let the enemy use you, because you know when the enemy uses you, you be angry, mad, full of rage, cussing folks out, talking crazy and everything.
Okay.
And then you step out of yourself and say, why did I do that? Was that me? Oh, I feel so bad. Why did I say that?
Right.
Because you let the wrong one, the wrong spirit in to use you. So let God use you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Our scripture this day is coming from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. And you have it, say amen. Again, it's 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. If you need me to repeat it again, just let me know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. First Peter chapter 3, verse 13-17.
Amen.
Amen. Then you have it. I think I heard Sean. I heard Takara. Minister Lauren Green, you have it.
I'm trying to find it.
Oh yeah, I know your Bible is like one of mine. give you time there to find it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Shalom, Shabbat. Yes, God. Amen. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. First Peter chapter 3, verse 13 through 17.
Okay, I'm in 1 Peter now. You say chapter 3?
Uh-huh, verse 13 through 17.
I'm sorry it took so long. This Bible got wet.
Oh, okay, okay. No problem. Wait
all,
for you.
All right, okay. I'm there.
Amen. All right, I'm coming out the New King James Version this morning. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 through 17, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? Verse 14 says, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Verse 16 says, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who rival your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. Verse 17 says, for it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. What is the Bible saying? I want us to understand this, is just to break it down just a little bit here for us this morning. Rather than fear our enemies, we are to quietly trust in God as the Lord of all. We must believe that Christ is truly in control of all events. Amen. When he rules our thoughts and emotions, we cannot be shaken by anything our enemies may do. See, some Christians believe that faith is a personal matter that should be kept to oneself. But it is true that we shouldn't be boisterous and obnoxious in sharing our faith, but we should always be ready to give an answer gently and respectfully, amen, when asked about our faith and our lifestyle or our Christian perspective, amen. Can others see your hope in Christ? I ask you that question this morning. Can others see your hope in Christ? Are you prepared to tell them what Christ has done in your life? When we look at verse 16 here, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who rival your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. When we look here, you may not be able to keep people from slandering you, but you can at least stop supplying them, hallelujah, with ammunition. So as long as you do what is right, their accusations will be empty, hallelujah, and will only embarrass them. So keep your conduct above criticism, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers and hearers and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. We know what's right and we know what's wrong. But what will you choose to do? Amen. Hallelujah. What will you choose to be and do? Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Either you're going to be in or you're going to be out. You're going to be hot or you're going to be cold. Which one you going to be?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You serve a God of order, not a God of confusion. And I pray that we do not operate with the spirit of confusion. Amen. That we will not be tempted by the worldly things of people or conversations of this world. Amen. That we will not fall for the trickery and the deceitfulness of the evil one, the evildoers. Amen. That will try to come and try to urge us in to doing what they're doing. Amen. Saying it's all right. And we know it is not of God at all. God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we pray. Add a blessing, oh God, to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. And we decree and declare that we are doers of the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Most High God.
Amen.
Yahweh, we thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. We're going to start with you, Sister Brandy Stewart. God bless you. Go ahead.
Hello, hello. I just want to just thank God yet again for being able to join together with you all, my family in Christ, and just ask God to just keep his loving arms wrapped around each and every one of you.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we come, oh God, together with your daughter. With our combined faith this morning, you move mighty, oh God, in our life, oh God. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh God, for your words to get nothing and nothing can snatch us out of your hand. So, Lord, we thank you right now. We pray, oh God, that your arms will continue to be wrapped around us, oh God, in your love always and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you increase us in love. Amen. That we will operate in love. Amen. In all things. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as Christ has done.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you love us so much. Your word said that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for the finished work, that it was all done in love.
Yes.
That we are forgiven because you love us. That we will surrender forgiveness, that we will surrender mercy unto others because of the love of Christ that we have on the inside. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us.
Thank you for keeping us.
Thank you for saving us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we receive and we believe right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Brandy. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just pray that everyone on the line, I'm sorry, my voice, everyone on the line,
Oh, no, take your time, I understand. Just pray for everyone on the line this morning.
Just pray for everyone, yes, I'm sorry.
No problem. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as we pray this morning, oh God, amen, for all that's on the line, as your daughter's petition, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to be your friend, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Let healing spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, we depend upon, oh God, that you will sing your word about it, you shall be healed, oh God. Hallelujah, holy, oh God, made new right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you that you will continue to be our strength, oh God. Continue to be our way, our truth, and our life, oh God. Lord, we come surrendering, oh God, withholding nothing, oh God. And Lord, we ask for your help right now, oh God. We ask for your continued help, oh God, for your continued way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And right there, we break off all limitations and restrictions placed on our life right now by any evil spirits, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind up and cast out all pythons and restricting spirits in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will bless us indeed and enlarge our closer. Let your hand be with us and keep us from evil. Cast out our enemies right now and enlarge our borders. Amen. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you enlarge our hearts so that we can run the ways of your commandments. Oh Lord, enlarge our steps so that we can receive your wealth and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we receive deliverance right now and enlarge it for our life. The Lord shall increase us more and more in our children. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask, let your kingdom and government increase in our life. Let us increase in the knowledge of God, Lord Jesus. Amen. Bless and increase us. Amen. Hallelujah. Increase us in greatness and confidence on every side. And we just want to say thank you. Let us increase in wisdom and stature and strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, increase the years of our life. And we just want to say thank you for the increase. For you are the God of increase.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For the God of Jesus.
Thank you.
Increase our life and bless us, oh Lord, in all of our increase. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We declare and declare that all is well, and we receive it right now. As we receive,
yes,
oh God, increase us, oh God. Increase us, oh God. Increase our faith. And help us with our unbelief, that we can receive from you great and mighty. Hallelujah. In your hands. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Sister Sean. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Bless the name of the Lord. I just wanted to my prayer request from yesterday. So it was my prayer request from yesterday was spearhead vision, and then provision for the vision. But on the word yesterday that went forth, I just wanted God to remember me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
Thank
we bless
you,
your name, God.
Yes,
you know, sometimes you feel like, Lord, have you forgotten about me? Lord, I'm right here, oh God. I see everybody around me getting blessed. I see everybody around me getting healed. I see everyone around me being delivered. I see everyone around me getting married, oh God, being blessed with their soulmate. Lord, I see everyone around me having children. I see everyone around me getting promotion. Lord, what about me? Father God, remember me, oh God. Oh, Lord, for the Bible says that when God remembered Noah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said that God remembered Noah. Amen. And he stopped the flood. Amen. The Bible says, then God remembered Noah. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. If I could find the scripture this morning in the book of Genesis. Amen. My Lord, my God. The Bible said when God remembered Abraham, he brought Lot out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God forgot about him. No, but the Bible says, well, God remembered Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you remember us. Lord,
yes,
you remember us. Remember your daughter, oh God. Remember us, oh God, and deliver us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember your daughter, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, and bless you, oh God. Amen. Remember, oh God, and deliver, oh God, from anything that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember, oh God, our prayers, oh God, that our prayers may be answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, remember, oh God, that she may receive, oh God, spearhead vision. Amen. And provision for the vision. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Lord, that we pray right now that you remember your daughter, oh God, and bring her children out of harm's way, oh God. Bring her family out of harm's way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Lord,
oh God, how is this happening all around us? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We decree and declare that all is well. Amen. We decree and declare your goodness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you that we can decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. We speak life. We speak victory. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak the peace and the joy of the Lord. We speak the strength of the Lord in our life right now. Amen.
Yes,
we decree and declare that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that all our needs are met. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
bless
Lord.
Your holy name. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall
Lord.
Be no other way. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name
that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, Sister Takari. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I was just asking that you would, that everybody on the line would touch and agree with me for the healing of Lauren Green Sr. That has, he's a believer. He has prayed for so many, and now we are praying for him that God will heal his body and raise him off of his sick bed. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Right now, Lord, we thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Your word says, Lord God, will be a two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, and then you are in the midst. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Lord God, you said
thank
that we can
Lord.
Come and ask, oh God, hallelujah. And if it's according to your will, oh God, we shall have whatever we ask. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus
hallelujah.
Christ, the Lord, we come believing that it's your will, oh God, to heal the life and the body, oh God, of your son, Lauren Green Sr. this day, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know that you to be a way maker, a promise keeper. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in his life right now and turn it all around and let healing spring forth in his body right now. Oh, Lord, let your healing, the virtue, your healing anointing touch, oh God, every part of his body, oh God. We speak to the spirit of Lauren Green, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you bless him with long life and show him your salvation. Oh, Lord, bless him with strength and let him not be feeble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, let his heart beat with the rhythm of life, oh God. We decree and declare victory over him right now. Amen. We decree and declare he shall live and not die and proclaim the good news of the Lord, our God. Oh, Father God, let your saving help touch his life. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your health spring forth speedily. Amen. In the life of your son, Lauren Green Sr., Lord, restore health unto him and heal all his wounds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bring help and care to every area of his life, amen, and give him the abundance of peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let his flesh be fresher than the child of God, and let him return to the days of his youth, amen. Lord, we decree and declare that he's blessed with Abraham, amen, because he believed the gospel. Let his eyes not become dim or his natural vision diminished, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, God, Lord, you are the son of righteousness. Arise over his life and healing in your wings. Let his soul, which is his mind, will, and emotions be healed through your mercy, amen. Lord, heal every breach in his life. Oh, Lord, we believe, hallelujah, oh, Lord, that he may receive his healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come with all faith, oh, God. Lord, we come bring them to you, oh, God, that even by our faith, that he may receive his healing right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, with no delay, oh, God, we decree and declare the great testimony, oh, God, that he would declare, oh, God, how you healed his body, how you turned it all around, oh, God, that even yet while we're praying right now, that you're already answered all, you're already moving, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare his healing on today. Lord, you already know all about it, and we just want to say thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for answered prayers. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace that reigns over our brother, hallelujah, Lauren Green Sr. right now. And Lord, we pray, oh God, the peace of his family, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you would give them the strength, oh, God, that they would speak your word, oh, God, hallelujah, in his presence. Oh, Lord, that they would decree and declare victory, oh, God, that they would believe your report and not that of man, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare that it's so, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ brings him out. It delivers him. Huh? It cleanses him and makes all things new. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that still works. Hallelujah. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, to God, God bless you, Minister Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. May the peace of the Lord reign in every area of your life, amen. Trusting God, pour it all in it all. Amen, amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Sister Shabante, God bless you. Go ahead. You're welcome, God. God bless you, Sister Shabante. Go ahead. Shabante?
I'm sorry, Shavante. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Your line wasn't
on. No, you're fine. I was just over here praying and my nose had hung the phone outside the car right back.
Oh, okay. That's what happened. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I just want to pray, just for, the strength of God and just the power, to endure, that's it.
Amen. Come again one more time for me.
I said the keeping power and strength to endure.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name,
thank
oh God.
You.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name as we come this day with all faith with your daughter. Lord, we ask that your power,
yes,
God, hallelujah, continue to move, which is your spirit, your Holy Spirit, not by might and not by
yes,
power,
God.
But by your spirit, God, that we are empowered to do the more. We have power that we can overcome,
yes,
hallelujah,
God.
All the forces of hell, that by your power we can scale the walls of the enemy, that by your power we can keep on keeping on,
yes,
even
God.
When our body wants to give up, that by your power, God, which is your spirit that worketh in us, oh God. So, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you
yes,
keep the
Lord.
Spirit, oh God, your Holy Spirit, in the life and the body of your daughter, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will continue to be
yes,
her strength, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to help, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we thank you for
yes,
the ever-present help that's operating in the life of
thank
your daughter
you,
right now, God. And we thank you for the help that's on the way, amen, in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
oh
Christ
God.
Of Nazareth.
Lord,
that you seek you more, God, that you will pour the more, amen, that you will give even the
yes,
more, amen,
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that you will open up our eyes, oh God, and bring understanding for the
yes,
things that
oh
she do not have an understanding about. Oh, Lord, like understanding from her.
Thank
that I can see wisdom, oh God, and knowledge that coming from you, amen, in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
God.
Christ. Lord, I pray that
in
you will operate with your power and comfort and wisdom, amen, in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
oh
Christ. Lord, I pray, oh God, that she will come out of self, oh God, and let you have your way, that she
yes,
will increase,
God.
That you may have all the increasing, oh God, that you will be, hallelujah,
yes,
her strength,
oh
that you will give her the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus Christ. Lord,
thank
we pray for the continued flow of the Holy Ghost, of Holy Spirit in her life
yes,
right now.
God.
And we just want to say thank
you.
We just pray to say that eyes have not seen, or ears heard, or entered into the heart. Command the plans that you have for your daughter, amen, in the mighty
thank
name of Jesus Christ. By faith,
in
we just pray to say that goodness in
God.
Her life, operate all over, through, and about her life, amen, in the mighty
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus
thank
Christ.
You.
Oh, Lord, let your goodness flow over. Let your goodness overtake and run her down, oh God,
yes,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus Christ, and hold on to her. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Bless your holy name, Father God. We
thank
decree
you.
And declare that it is so, and it shall be no
yes,
other way.
God.
And it's
thank
in Jesus Christ's holy name
in
that
Jesus
we pray.
Holy.
For God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you. We thank God for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. My mother's still on the line. I don't know if she's awake a bit to have a prayer petition. Mother Dillard, God bless you. Are you available? Amen. We bless in the name of the Lord. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless and heal your daughter, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you do a new thing in her even right now, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that she will seek you more, Father God. Oh, Lord, that she will understand and know that you are God and God alone that can do all things but fail. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus'
yes,
name that you will continue to bless her, God, and use her, Father God, for your glory. We decree and declare victory over her life right now, victory over the life of her husband, victory over the life of her children and grandchildren, all that she loves and concerned about. Lord, we pray that she'll be that vessel that she'll flow through, oh God, hallelujah, that she will get out the way that you may have your way, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, that you'll use your daughter, Kara. Oh, Lord, that hallelujah, all will see, oh God, your glory and know that she's been sent by you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the enemy will come agitated, irritated, and will flee, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that she will resist the evil one, the evil doer, Satan and his agents, and that he shall flee from her life. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for open heaven over your daughter, Kara, that you will pour a blessing upon her life, that she will have wisdom
yes,
to receive. And we thank you, Lord God, for the overflow, that others will be blessed by the overflow.
Yes.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you. I love you, and I thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This morning, I pray that God just continue to bless us all and keep us. I pray for God's hedge of protection around us. Amen. Our families, our minds. And I come against every attack of Satan and his agents against our thoughts, because we understand, you know, that is Satan's playground. If he can get into your mind, and then he can rule the body, amen. If he can get into your mind, if you allow him to have his way, but know that you have the power and authority that you can cast down those thoughts and those vain imaginations. You can come against them with the word of God. It is powerful, amen. It's powerful than any two-edged sword. I want you to understand that you have the power in your mouth. You have the sword. You have the word of God in your mouth. You have the sword of the Spirit, so you can use it against the enemy, amen. Hallelujah, and I pray that we use it. So let us pray as we leave this land. But never the presence of God, thanking God that he is always with us, moving mighty in us and on us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We don't take anything for granted.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless the heavenly Son of God. This morning I'm going to say prayers, submitting ourselves to God's service, and prayers for personal anointing this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Oh, God, that we may receive, oh, God, as we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. For the Bible says, the creator can, 1 Samuel 9:16, the people are crying for you, Lord. Anoint us like you did Benjamin, and send us to this land as a spiritual captain over your people, that they might be saved out of the hand of the enemy. Father God, according to 2 Samuel 12:7, you have anointed us and delivered us from the hands of our enemies, just as you did King David. And we thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare Samuel 12:20, amen. 2 Samuel 12:20 says, I will arise and be cleansed. I will be clothed by the Holy Spirit and be anointed as I worship in your house, oh God. And I will eat of the bread of life from the table that you have set before us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, turn your face toward us, oh God, and remember your mercy towards us as one you have anointed, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We decree and declare Psalm 45:7, Hebrews 1:9, in your love for righteousness and hatred of wickedness, you have anointed us with the oil of gladness more than all those around us. Amen. We decree and declare Psalm 92:10, that you have anointed us with fresh oil, and now we are strong as a wild ox. Amen. We decree and declare Psalm 132:10, amen. Hallelujah. You turn your face towards us. You are anointed. Oh God, we decree and declare Isaiah 10:27 that our burden shall be taken away from our shoulders and the yoke removed from our neck and destroyed because of the anointing upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Just as the Lord gave a specific anointing to Aaron, so too by reason of the anointing we have been given a specific ministry gift to use up, which shall be ours, amen, our children's by God's ordinance, amen, forever and ever. And we just want to say thank you. We know that the Lord saves his anointed, and he will hear us when we call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will come to He will come to our aid with the saving strength of his right hand. And we just want to say thank you. God has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He has anointed our head with oil and our cup running over. Amen. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord is our strength, and he has anointed us, and we are saved by his strength. Amen. Just like the blind man who Jesus told to wash in the pool of Siloam. Hallelujah. We, however, will demand that God's anointed power will flow through his servant today and touch our eyes so that we may watch and receive spiritual sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Psalm 89:1. We will sing in the mercy of the Lord forever. With our mouth, we will make known his faithfulness to our generation, that all will seek after him for themselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 89:5, we will praise him wonders. Thy wonders, O Lord, and tell your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. We decree and declare Psalm 101:6. Lord, keep your eyes upon your faithful servant in this land, that we may dwell with you, and help us to walk in perfect way, so that we may serve you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and cause many to seek your anointing also. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare Acts 6:8, for the make of life different, amen, full of faith and power, that we may do great wonders and miracles among the people, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Acts 11:21, we will say full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, so that many will say, he
was a good man. She was a good man, a good woman. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you're anointed on our lives, many people will be added to you, Lord God. Father, we decree and declare, according to Acts 26 and 18, we've been anointed to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith that is in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, oh God, Romans 1 and 8, we thank you, Lord God, through Jesus Christ, for all our humble, that all may be and that all are anointed on this call, anointed to lead, oh God, whose faith is spoken throughout the whole world. Amen. Hallelujah. May we become like them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. We will allow the power of God's anointing to bring a harvest of fruit of the Spirit, which is his love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, that draws others to demand his anointing for themselves. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, who has enabled us for counting us faithful and putting us into the ministry. We work, hallelujah, miracles according to the hearing of faith and not by the works of the law. Amen. God has called us. He is faithful to do through us that for which we were called. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will receive strength to conceive the seed of the dreams, anointing, and gifts that God has placed in us. Amen. We decree and declare and say that those same dreams, anointing, and gifts will be delivered because God has promised us. He has declared us faithful. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare 1 John 2 and 27, the anointing of God abides in us and teaches us all things. The anointing reveals the truth to us as we abide in God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Hebrews 11 for us. We offer excellent sacrifice before you, O God, because you have counted us righteous by faith. Amen. Testify of the gifts you have anointed us with, that even after we are dead, our eternal works will speak. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we will obey God. Amen. By faith, go to where he has called us, so that we may receive our inheritance. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it. By faith, we receive it right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you just open up your mouth and thank God and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for myself.
I receive it.
Hallelujah. I receive my personal anointing this day. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will hold on to it. I submit myself, oh God, to your service. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we leave this line, but never your presence, we thank you, oh God, it's you that goes before us, oh God. It is you that give your angels charge over us, amen, that they hearken to your call. And we decree and declare all this will, every prayer that's went forth on today, Lord, by faith we receive it. Let thy will be done, Lord God. Your will, not our will, Lord God. We thank you that you're with us. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Brandy, Sean, Takara, your son, Minister Lauren Green, your daughter, Shabante, your daughter, Carol. We bless your name, Lord. Have your way, Father God. For we belong to you. Our life does not belong to us. For we've been bought with a price. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood, that we are covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And we believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you thank him right now that it is done? Amen. It is done.
Thank you.
It is done. It is done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you may not be able to see it right now, but if you just believe it, you'll be able to see it before you see it. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to see it before you see it. God bless you. God keep you all this morning. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just grateful. I do just want to throw out there in the middle of praying. A couple of my team members reached out to me and they're kind of dealing with some rough things. So I just ask that you guys just pray for the ones on my team, Jay, Tiara, and Ifalana.
Amen. We thank God for whatever, Lord, we know you know all things and all is in your hands. And Father God, we come lifting up Jay, Tiara, and Ifalana this morning. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would divinely intervene in every area of their life, oh God, and turn it all around for their good. But Lord, we know you to be a way maker. Lord, we pray, oh God, that even right now, Father God, as we pray on one accord, that you would increase their faith, oh God, that they will be able to receive, hallelujah, the turnaround right now, that they will be able to receive your goodness, amen, that they will be able to receive the miracle that's already working on the inside. Lord, it's our prayer, oh God, that whatever it is that they're dealing with, Father God, that you will open up their eyes, that they will see that you are with them, oh God, and that you, they were over, that you will take them over, God, that you will give them the strength to overcome whatever it is that they're facing. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name in your blessing that you will bless them, oh, Lord. And in your multiplying, oh, God, that you will multiply them, oh, God. Oh, Lord, multiply their faith, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you for your hand upon their life. And we decree and declare victory over them right now. And that it is so. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we lift them up, and we give it all over to you, Father God. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brandy. We love you. Thank God for you. Sister Sean, go ahead. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Takara. Oh, Takara's already dropped off the line. All right. Minister Lauren, God bless you.
Yes, we were praying. That word, remember, was quickened into my spirit. It was quickening by the Holy Spirit in my spirit. That word, remember, my prayers that I know he's going to do it, that God remembers everyone on the line and their families and everything that they're praying for. God remembers.
Yes,
amen. That is the word.
Amen. Hey, yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you, Minister Lauren Green. Hallelujah. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Carol. And she's still on the line and holding the phone. So we speak to the spirit of Mama, my mother Karen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless everyone on the line today as we leave this line in the presence of God. Know that it's God that goes before you. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Oh, Lord, your grace is sufficient. Thank you that the best is yet to come in our lives. Amen. Though we can identify a barren place today, you, through the promises in your word, will erase it and move us to a place of great abundance in our lives. We yield our spirits to you and say, whatever you ask or require of us, we are honored to serve you. You will not fail us. You have not left us. You have been, hallelujah, you have not forsaken us, and we thank you. You have supplied all our needs. We are not going backward. We are claiming your promises for a bright today, a bright tomorrow, a bright future. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we receive.
Jesus,
to God be the glory. Amen and amen, amen.
Amen.
I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it but receive it in the name of Jesus. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord,
stick with children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living